The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning and welcome to our sitting here on April 2nd. And I am feeling very happy or comforted, settled even, to be able to come to do a sitting like this with this growing community of people that I feel this wonderful connection to. And so thank you for being here. I think it's easy in this kind of circumstance that we're in, a global crisis, to feel that sitting down in meditation is not a good idea, not appropriate, that we have many things to be concerned with, both for our own life and for maybe the lives of loved ones, and for issues of the globe and people and the poor and the people who are struggling the most with what's happening. And so the pull into the world and the concern would be is kind of normal and perhaps also quite healthy. However, it's also good to pause and to take care of one's own mind and heart, so to better prepare ourselves for knowing how to be in the world and how to be of help and how properly to be concerned for others. And the time to take time out to meditate is not much different these days than taking a little bit of time out to wash our hands. And just as we wash our hands to make ourselves more safe for the world and better able to take care of things, so we wash our minds and wash our hearts. And the inward focus, the settling that we have in meditation into the present moment, is not an escape or turning away from the world that we're shutting it out, but rather is that kind of pause to wash ourselves, to prepare ourselves, to be ready to come back into the world in a better way. So with that as a introduction to what we're doing here, I hope that there can be a love even and a delight and a great valuing of the purpose of settling and being here with one's own experience. That we do this both as a way of maybe even love, love for ourselves and love for the world. Just as we maybe would wash our hands these days for a love for ourselves and a love for the world. So to begin, to sit upright, or some people I'm sure are still in bed and laying down, and take the posture that you think is best for you to sit and meditate, where you can effectively begin to let go of the external world just enough that you can be cognizant that whatever is happening to you in the moment is happening in the present moment. So if you are thinking about the world or yesterday or tomorrow, later today, that there's a clarity that this is happening now. It's a present moment phenomena. And to see it as present moment phenomena begins the process of freedom, begins the process of cleansing ourselves from some of the extra clinging, attachment, extra fear and worry that keeps us glued to our preoccupations. And then to gently close your eyes. And as an act of self-respect, self-love, maybe, check in with yourself. Check in with your body and how it is. Check in with your heart, how you're feeling, your emotional state. And see it as a present moment phenomena. Something to recognize in a simple, open-handed, open-minded way. And to check in with your mind, your concerns, your thoughts, the degree of clarity or dullness it might be in the mind. The degree of agitation or calm. The degree of well-being, ease, or unease. And again, just to recognize this as what's happening in the present. There's something powerful about the simple recognition, simple observation that this is happening in the present. To see that clearly creates space. And then to more deeply go into this inner process of maybe cleansing is to take a few long, slow breaths. Maybe even imagining that as you exhale, you're just letting go of all external concerns, knowing that if they're valuable, you'll return to them later if they're important. Breathing in deeply and on the exhale, reminding yourself that for these minutes, you'll be here, recognizing whatever arises and passes in the present. And then letting your breathing return to normal. Taking a few moments to soften and relax your body. And perhaps if there are places that can relax, that as they relax, feel a settling in around that part of the body. Settling into the three-dimensional substance, substantiality of your body. And settling into your breathing. And you might, if it's helpful, imagine that the rhythm of breathing in and out is like the rhythm of your hands washing each other. Just a gentle washing of all that takes you away from the present. A gentle rinsing it off. So the mind and the heart can move towards a greater simplicity. To less agitation. Slowly it becomes stiller. Breathing in and breathing out. here in this body, in this inhale, in this exhale, each inhale complete in itself, no before and after. Each exhale complete in itself, no before and after. And whatever pulls you away from the breathing, see it as present moment phenomena. And in that observing of present moment phenomena, perhaps there can be a bit more equanimity, space, maybe a bit of freedom, simply recognizing it, seeing it. Each moment of recognition, complete in itself. No need to be concerned with before and after. What happened and what is coming. Each moment, allowed to be the moment of the present. If you stay close to your breathing will support you in present moment awareness. Thank you. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to the degree to which we have stepped away a little bit from our everyday life to meditate, to the degree to which you're now maybe a bit calmer, steadier, more mindful, maybe even wiser, what is it about how you are now that can instruct you or inspire you of how to return to your everyday life, to pick it up, to engage today, tomorrow? Meditation is a kind of stepping away from the active involvement with life so that we can step back in a better way. One of the common phenomena of human life and also spiritual life is to withdraw so that we can return in a better way. We do that to sleep. We do that to take a shower and clean ourselves. We don't bring all our family and friends with us into the shower. We go in to clean ourselves and to return cleaner. So meditation is the same. And the question is, when you're ready to return, how might you return to help create a better world for everyone you meet, to lift the burden, to lighten the suffering, to bring greater happiness and well-being? May it be that our practice together, there's so many of us sitting together, may the goodness of the sitting radiate and spread out for us into the world.